Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's three times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. And I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.
Well, guys, we're doing this again.
We had a big fucking oopsie like 2 nights ago when we recorded. It was a great episode.
I'm so bummed.
And it was like the last 10, thank God we didn't have a guest, but it was the last 10 minutes. Something fucking happened in this room. It corrupted every single, like pretty much all three cameras. There's five. We corrupted three cameras and it corrupted the audio and we lost everything.
So the audio got corrupted. So you wouldn't hear us with like a mic. It just sounds like shitty onboard camera audio.
Yeah.
But we still lost three of the camera angles at the end.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So we're going to salvage the episode and just put it on Patreon?
We're going to put it on Patreon. Because it's still a really good episode. We didn't want it to go to waste.
So we're going to have a fresh conversation.
Yeah. This is so everybody pray for us. We are
all of our exciting stuff for the week is in that episode. So if you guys do want to watch it, it's going to be on our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. And we'll be posting that soon.
We want to let you guys know that we have our first guest of our high episode series on our Patreon, Susie Antonium, baby.
Yeah.
It was such a good time. She doesn't smoke weed usually, but she smoked for our show.
Right.
And we filmed it all. And it's like
we got really zooted.
Yeah. And it's our longest high episode yet.
Yeah, it was.
On the Patreon. And it was so, and we're going to do more guests. We just want to try it out, see if it worked. And it worked.
Yeah, it's up now and everybody, like the comments are amazing. Everybody loved it. We're super excited to see that people loved a guest being on it. So now we're going to have other guests and it's going to be
You might be seeing some familiar faces and the people that you love will be coming back.
Yeah.
So
let's put a clip of it right now. So like a little sneak peek.
Yeah, let's get a sneak peek.
All right, here, go ahead. Here, play it.
Good grief.
I know. Okay, so I went scuba diving before.
Susie. You think there are people just floating in space? How long do you think those people are even up there?
Susie, what are they attached to, you think? They're just like, they're attached to Earth.
You've never seen Xenon?
There's a space station.
There's a whole space school.
She thinks
the space station.
There's
is
literally 350 people in space in that movie. That's probably why I thought 350 people.
He's just pulling out snacks out of his spacesuit.
You can watch this episode for $5 and you'll get every other high episode and all the other content, like our vlogs, our live shows, our live Q&As, everything. just for $5 once you subscribe.
And you're going to get early access to the normal podcast. You're going to get it a couple days early, and it's going to be ad-free.
Awesome. All right.
Tell them what her mom said.
Oh, I posted, this is so funny. I posted a clip of all of us smoking the little music video. Or like the
just
little
on close friends, though,
on
right?
close friends. But I forgot that I had her mom as my close friend.
Oh, my.
And she ripped me a new one. She was just like, Zane, I hate you.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if it was serious or not. I sent it to Susie. I'm like, Susie, I'm so sorry. Like, are you in trouble? She's like, no, it's fine. But yeah, you should have never had her on your close friends. I was like, oh,
what's so bad about it?
Because it's just smoking weed. Just, you know, some
it's
families.
It's legal out here.
You Matt, know, some I get people it. Still don't want their child smoking the devil's lettuce.
It's like, okay. Yeah, it's like still, like my, if I, like, I wouldn't do that around my dad. You know what I mean? Because it's like.
If it happens, you don't want to see it, you know?
I guess right. So.
Exactly.
All right, here, let's roll this intro,
let's
baby.
Let's roll it.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo!
Welcome back to Zane.
Oh yeah, go. No.
Matt, you all just want to just jump right in,
it's
huh?
All about you, Matt.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are unfiltered. Thank you again. Thank you for joining us again for another Monday, Tuesday. We hope you're having a lovely day, a lovely workout, a lovely school day, a lovely work day, a lovely whatever the fuck you're doing. Mm-hmm. Hope you're having a good day because we're not.
Because we are still salty about losing the episode.
Can we say grace real quick? Let's just pray. Please pray that this footage does not get corrupted. Please, the audio does not get corrupted. If the devil is in here, do not
be gone.
No, don't even kick him out. Let him learn. Mm. Let him join us because the devil can be good if you just give him a chance.
I don't claim this prayer.
Okay.
We need to embrace
Mariah's audio in camera. We're fine.
But we're also going to have.
She's like this.
We're also going to have the Lord and Jesus with us too. So hopefully this is a good episode and everything is clear and nothing's corrupted.
And,
please, thank you
for everything you've given us.
Yes. Outside of this, all the
we're
love
appreciative,
and
but what happened back there?
116 episodes that we got through without an error. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Amen. And in God we pray.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Should we start every episode?
I love it.
Mariah's feeling. That's how Mariah's energy gets.
Zane, Satan, you are not bad, but sometimes you could be good. So let's be good right now. Let's be
because in case
behavior.
He's here, just, you know what? Join in. You know,
God,
just don't
God
fuck anything up.
Everybody.
I see what you were doing. You were trying not to offend or be, you know.
To the atheist.
To egg him on.
Yeah. But, oh, not know? The atheist, the Satanist. Sorry.
Yeah.
The atheists don't believe in
careful,
either.
Zane.
Speaking of like lost episodes and like things being deleted, did you know that like Toy Story 2 almost didn't happen because the file of it, right when they were done, everything, all the characters, animation, it was all good to go. They did like a final rendering.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up putting in the wrong command that basically caused all the files to start deleting one by one.
No
by one.
How? Way.
They did. It was a wrong command. You can look it up.
It was just a button. It was a button.
It was like instead of going like Control M F or something, it went like F M, and that did like a complete reverse.
And it started deleting.
They freaked out, and basically it was all gone, and they were panicking. But luckily, woman who was pregnant during the editing process and had to work from home, she happened to have like a 2 week older version of the entire file
of everything.
And she managed to like save the entire project. So we would have lost all of Toy Story 2. And Toy Story movies take years.
Yeah. Especially back then, because it was still like 2003 when Toy Story 2 came out.
Somebody got fired and somebody got a big raise.
I even think she got a big promotion now and she's working on something huge. Are they making a Toy Story 5? I think they are.
Are they?
I hope not.
It should have ended at 3.
Yeah, 3 was great and then they should have wrapped a bow on it and then that's it.
Do you think all the kids who are watching Toy Story now for the first time, when they like see the old ones, they're like, this animation sucks.
Well,
like,
I think it gets better every movie, no? Or you're saying
you
the first
like,
one?
You gotta back. Follow the story.
Yeah, I think it still holds up.
Oh, like she's on the Buzz Lightyear. The Lightyear movie is what she's working on.
Oh, the new one. Oh,
I'm really excited for that.
Did you see the trailer?
It looks
the
sick.
Soundtrack, everything looked incredible. I was
it looks really,
really
good.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
Who's playing Buzz? It's not, I don't think it is Tim Allen.
It's Chris Pratt.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I just guessed. Sorry. I just guessed.
It's not.
Yeah, I just said it with confidence. I should stop doing that.
I think that is right. Let me check.
You were so convincing.
Yeah, you know,
Chris Pratt.
I am an actor. Oh, you guys, on the high episode that we did with Susie, it's just crazy the things. I will say something with 100% fucking confidence. 100% confidence and believe it.
Right, with no prior knowledge to back it up.
The whole time we were talking about astronauts in the moon and how they live, and I'm just saying shit, and everyone's just like, Zane, no. Where are you getting this information from? But like, I'm just believing it in my own.
It's not Chris Pratt. It's actually Chris
Evans.
Yes. Evans.
Yes.
Got it. I was close.
You got 50% there.
Half of it, right? That's good.
They should make it the real Buzz.
Tim Allen?
No, Buzz.
Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
I don't think Buzz Aldrin could even get. Is he still alive or did Buzz Aldrin die?
No, I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Oh, okay. Wasn't he in Transformers 2 one time?
I don't know.
Buzz Aldrin?
He was
the second man
on the moon.
Oh, got it. Is that why they called it Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
No way.
I didn't know until like I put it together like relatively recently too.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
What was Buzz Lightyear? His name was supposed to be something else, and they were like, "No, this isn't it." Fuck, I gotta look it up real quick. It was really bad, and then they were like, "No, let's go with
Moon Man."
Hannah Montana was supposed to be Alexis Texas until that.
Oop. Oh, no, that's true.
It wasn't Hannah Montana at first, but then
she's a porn star.
I don't know.
But it was about to be Alexis Texas. Alexis Texas was before or after Hannah Montana?
Okay.
Was
like, so Buzz Lightyear was originally supposed to be named Lunar Larry.
I like that.
Alexis Texas, Mariah, are you looking it up?
Do not Google Alexis Texas. Alexis, that doesn't sound real.
Like, they felt bad. He was the second man on the moon. Like, you don't get to be, you know.
Well, wouldn't you want to be the second and have someone go, you go first?
Who was supposed to be
the first person to walk
Armstrong
on another lunar, like, planet?
Are you sure it was Lunar Larry or Lunar Lance?
Lunar Larry.
Why not Lunar Lance?
It's Larry.
Oh, a few days ago, I went to Six Flags.
Yeah. Woo! How was that?
Six Flags, Magic Mountain.
Do not go on a Saturday. That was a big mistake. Well, that I knew it was going to be packed, but I just didn't think it was going to be a fucking night, like a nightmare.
Those roller coasters are insane.
They're like, really cool.
Shit's changed since the 90s.
Yeah. X2, I still can't comprehend
it. The flamethrowers that like they shoot at you, right?
Yeah. No, they don't have that anymore. I think they used to have the flame.
You would like burn your eyebrows on a roller coaster.
I think they took that off because it probably did burn someone's eyebrows one day.
You think like something's going wrong and then the flames come at you.
But I do got to say this because we were there and I remember experiencing this as a kid, but like long lines didn't really matter when we were kids. But like when we got like 15, 16, you were just like, oh my God, okay, this is fucking crazy. We should not be waiting this long. We were at the park and these ride lines were like, the shortest one I saw was like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
On a Saturday, it's just like people are riding two rides.
It wastes the whole day.
It is such a waste of money and time to be at like at a theme park like that. Me and my sister got flash passes and we still only got to ride only five rides. And the X2 ride was...
They shut down. They stopped running like the multiple carts. They only have one going. It was like that the last time I went too.
Yeah, so it's only one going. So the line was like 2.5-3 hours, and everybody's waiting for one cart going round and round. And it's like a minute and a half ride because it's a giant machine. It takes like 2 minutes for every person to get off the thing.
There's got to be a better system.
I know, but it's just, it's crazy that like, if you feel like you have to buy a flash pass in order to enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Cause the line to get a flash pass was crazy. So I think in their head, it was like, oh, let's just keep these lines long because we're making money on flash pass.
I absolutely hate the flash pass at Six Flags. You get like a Tamagotchi wristwatch and you have to set a time that you want to go ride the ride. It's not just like you walk up and you're like, I got my pass.
Oh.
You have to request like a reservation for the ride at a specific time and be there.
So if you're walking by a ride, you're like, oh, it's this ride. So you have to go to your watch and then type in, we'll be there in 9 minutes. So you have to wait 9 minutes in order to ride the ride.
That's why when you wait in line, that's what it's all about, is the time you spend as a group in line.
Yeah.
You know, like you can
trying wait. To keep the morale up and the fun happening exactly. while you're just like, I know when I was younger, my mom told me I made my parents wait in line for Dumbo when I was a kid.
Oh gosh.
4 hours for what? Dumbo.
And what that's the fuck?
And I was just adamant about having to get on it
because you didn't like anything else. You didn't like to write.
I guess it's
else.
All I wanted. I didn't even know I liked Dumbo.
Well, you just liked. It just looked safe. It you saw the other kids on it, and it looked safe. That's how I would have been if I was a kid.
That was back when they used to make two separate lines for food and drinks.
Oh
my
yeah.
My dad said he had to wait like 30 minutes to get a hot dog, and then get out and go into another line to go get a drink.
You couldn't just be like,
that's insane.
Awful.
Oh my awful. God.
Do you ever like wait, you're waiting in line and like another group next to you is playing Heads Up and like, and it's frustrating because like they're trying to make them guess and you just want to like interject and start joining the random group. Like that happens to me every time I'm in line.
But we did that and it was nice. She got to ride her favorite rides.
Good.
And
then,
see anybody cool?
No, I didn't see anybody cool. It was just
any
like,
superheroes walking around?
Any Looney Tunes?
Oh, we did. We saw the Flash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How'd you see him?
You're like, I got a pass.
That's part of the DC, right? Flash?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it was definitely Flash then because they have a DC ride over there. Oh, we rode the West Coast Customs ride. That was really cool because you ride on the ride and then you go into this room where it's like you hear
like a little pit stop.
It sounds like a pit stop and then you ride the roller coaster again twice.
That's cool. Oh, whoa. That's
really cool.
That's good idea.
Cool. Yeah, they did a good
They're
job.
They're killing
of that,
it.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God. They have like a whole area dedicated to West Coast Customs.
Wow. We got to go back there because there's a few rides that I've never ridden and we got to ride it. I got to ride yeah. Madison that day and they're fucking insane. Like the, what's that? What the wooden roller coaster with the blue and green?
Oh, I love those where they're racing. That one,
Twisted Colossus.
Yeah, that
I
one is.
I love that one.
We did not expect it to be like that. It was it was nuts.
It's massive.
It does way more than a wooden roller coaster should.
How does a wooden roller coaster can even do that? It's fucking. It's nuts. I just want to play Roller Coaster Tycoon. I love that game.
I was just going to say, I remember playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and just like fantasizing about like, I want to ride Medusa one day.
Medusa! Like,
so fun.
Were they real rides in that game?
Yeah. Okay. Medusa is Six Flags in, I don't know where. How many Six Flags are there?
I don't know. But you got the game where it showed all the Six Flags rides, right?
Oh, wait. That would make sense.
Did you get the game where it showed all the Six Flags yeah. parks? So they made every park Six Flags park in the game.
Oh.
So you got to see the roller coasters and
rides.
They set it up
Which
just like
Which roller coaster tycoon?
I don't know. I think two or three. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember when the new one, you could like click to like get in the cart and like see like what the ride would look like.
Oh, that one was like four. That was shit. that went downhill when they made that 4 3D one where you got to ride it.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Or yeah. Candy Crush. I don't know how people can play that game all day.
Saying that's all you do.
No.
Who was the woman on TikTok everyone was tagging you on?
Oh, everybody was that. This lady was like, y'all, I am embarrassed that I'm saying this publicly, but I have to. I spent $76 on Candy Crush last week, and everybody was like, Zane spent
$300. That's funny.
Do you think the people making Candy Crush are even fucking playing it? No, they're just like,
they're making
just rack it up.
I feel like they're raking it in with people that are like obsessed with it.
I still don't think I understand what you're buying. It's like another life?
No, it's you're buying more.
It's a lot more than that.
You're buying a lifestyle is what you
yeah,
are.
You're joining like a family, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
It's like a badge of honor you get or something?
Well, I should have when I'm on level 2900 or 3200.
Level 3200, that's a thing?
Yeah. Remember, I'm sorry, I have to bring this up. Remember when they did a whole fucking campaign for Candy Crush and all these influencers were promoting it and I'm on level 3200 and I never got one. Whoa. And I'm Candy Crush's biggest supporter.
Damn, you should go to the Candy Crush convention.
Exactly, I'm going to go to Candy Crush headquarters and
I'm going to go to Candy Crush land to go talk to somebody.
Zane, you should just start doing Twitch and just play Candy Crush. Hey, I'll do it. Thank you so much.
Those games kind of look like those like slots or yeah. those like where you win money. Uh-huh. Like what Corinna plays. That's what it kind of looks like playing that shit.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full,
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's three times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.
So we have my mama here, but she's really shy and very nervous to come on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I got her to agree to play a question game, but we're going to try to get her on and get her to talk a little bit more.
Even if she's silent the whole time, it's okay. Just have her being here and just face her fears.
I want you guys to hear her laugh. She's got the best wheeze. Laugh in the world.
And sometimes when it snorts.
Yeah.
Last night she was snorting.
Oh, she was snorting what? That snorting was, lines?
That's crazy. That was really funny. LA like really when she gets her. A good laugh out, yeah. It's really funny.
All right, so just pretend the cameras are not on, okay?
Yeah, we're
imagine we're in the living room.
It's just like normal.
I like seeing her here. What's on? Oh,
that was
just.
She's just touching everything.
She was like, "What pants should I wear?" I was like, "You're not gonna see them."
Okay, well, we got a special surprise guest, everyone. Woo! Heath, you want to introduce her?
Yeah, this is my mom.
This
is Corey Hussar.
In the house, Corey's house now.
Oh, hey. Baby.
You're very brave for coming on here. She was so nervous.
My mom was really scared too, but she got drunk. She was like, did I tell you my mom, like when we got home, she was like stumbling in the, she drank.
Really?
She was so drunk because she felt she had to keep drinking because she was really nervous.
Yeah, she was knocking them bitches back.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good.
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 Good. She is literally SpongeBob.
Okay, right. Well.
So we have a game for you that we're going to play, but we're going to, I know you're probably panicking. let's do like a quick little introduction of who you are. This is my mom. Mom, what do you do for work?
I work at a major credit card company.
Capital.
Points.
She's keeping it a secret. Okay. Yeah, you've been there for 33 years.
Wow.
Pretty high up there.
And she's only 34.
I know. Not only does she give us motherly advice, but she gives us financial advice too.
That's right.
She knows the world.
Watch your credit score.
Oh, just watch it. I could tell you my credit. You want to know my credit score?
Yeah, you want to know mine?
What is it?
780.
Good, Bubba.
Is it really? Oh my God. Mine's at like 720, I think.
So
is
good.
That, is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I think mine's like 781.
I checked.
Oh,
Of course it is.
781, Bob.
I'm Bill. Merp.
I'm Bob.
Oh, I'm so awkward.
So, Corey, what are you? What's your, like...
What are you?
What's your race? I mean, your...
Your, your title.
Your title. Yeah, your national... Like, where are you from?
Minnesota.
Isn't Alex from Minnesota?
Yeah, Alex is from Minnesota. And you moved to Florida when you were a kid?
Yeah.
How old?
9.
What was your first job, Corey?
I was a popover girl at the Reef restaurant.
Oh, wait. What?
What's that?
What's a popover girl?
That's like Hooters.
Wait.
What's a popover?
They were popovers, and then you had like...
There were popovers.
like poppers?
Like popovers are like a big fluffy biscuit.
Oh.
Here, bring the mic closer. Yeah. There,
a
now
strawberry jam and whatever.
Yeah.
Serve them warm. And it would be like...
They had a specific job to bring.
Yeah.
And people would be like, can you butter my biscuit? Like all of that.
So
a lot of harassment.
So there was waiters, there were hostesses, yeah, and then there were popover girls.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Actually, your dad parked cars there. It was a valet.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Were y'all dating at the time or...
Well, she was 9.
Not yet. I was 9.
Yeah, first job. Back then, they were working really young.
No, but actually... Well, we started dating at 16, so I was working at 16.
Wow.
16, wow. And how long have you been together for?
We've been married 40 years now. We were just 40, but we've been together 45.
Whoa.
That's insane.
No breaks in between since then? Wow, true love.
Crazy. And you guys met on Halloween at a carnival or a fair?
It's like, almost like Euphoria. Wow.
what was your costume and what was his? Do you remember?
He was actually working the dunking booth.
Oh, okay. Working man, always. Just
always 15 jobs his whole life.
Yes.
You had to,
he
though,
was
right?
Working the dunking booth. He wasn't in the booth. No. Okay.
He was head of CYO, which is the Catholic Youth.
Okay.
The organization was for a Catholic church, which was his church. And they always have an Oktoberfest. And me and my friends just went to the carnival and we saw him and his buddy work in the dunking booth.
No, you go talk to him.
I'll get on there.
He's giving her an extra try. Like, here, you're good. You don't need to give me any tickets.
Oh,
you're
that's
fine.
Really cute. Yeah. No, but if someone said that, like, everybody had to work a lot back then, was everything pretty affordable, or you still had to like have multiple jobs in order to like afford everything?
You just really needed your money for gas because you didn't go to your parents for gas.
There wasn't like the bills we have now where you're paying for Netflix sorts of kind of.
All you needed was gas and tires and going out, which wasn't the skating rink and stuff.
Exactly.
You told me this, I think it was like a few weeks ago. How much were you and dad making when you first got married and he was in the Air Force? And you bought your first house?
No, we didn't buy a house when he was in the Air Force, but he was making like $97 a week.
$97 a week.
Can you imagine?
Man.
Yeah.
Y'all should have started a podcast.
Why don't you just do YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, man. So crazy. But yeah, and then they ended up getting married on Halloween too, because they met on Halloween.
How fun. That's really cute.
Was it like a spooky themed wedding?
Everybody said it's not a costume wedding. You know, I said, no, it's just, and it happened to be on a Saturday night 5 years later, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I took him to my junior and senior prom. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I love it.
So yeah. Wild.
That's cute.
Oh, man.
We're one of those old-fashioned kind.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
And now you were a cheerleader?
I was a cheerleader in high school.
Oh, yeah.
You should see pictures of her when she was...
I've seen...
She cheered at their high school.
Yeah.
Ethan Zane's South Plantation High School,
too. Yeah.
I remember when I was at Heath's house one day, like during college, and he showed me the picture and with your South Plantation cheer. I couldn't believe it. I was
so
like, this
cool.
is weird.
I love that.
Are any of the cheers like still being used?
B, aggressive.
B-E-aggressive.
Go Paladin. P-A.
Paladin's still the mascot.
Always Paladins, yeah.
Wow.
But we had a horse that actually came on the field with the knight guy on it.
What?
We had in our day. You can't do it now.
I don't think we had a mascot.
No. Well,
like we have that.
Oh, no, but
not on the field or
no
anything,
way.
I don't think.
Oh, ever since the accident.
Actually, we did. We did.
Was it cutthroat to join the cheerleading squad?
Yeah. Do you audition?
G. Hayes.
Try out.
We won the spirit stick, though.
Oh, you didn't drop it, though. Don't drop the spirit stick.
We went to University of South Florida in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And we actually came home with the spirit stick.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Were you a flyer, you little
I was thing? Little. I was always the one on top. Yeah.
How tall are you, Corey?
Like 5 feet.
5 feet?
No, she's not.
You know what I'm saying?
She's 4'11".
She's 4'11".
4'11".
Yeah.
Cute.
And my dad is 6'3".
Total.
And
opposite.
You are
right in the middle.
Perfect.
5'9"
Your brother's tall though, right?
He's like 5'11".
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of like
5'11".
Right,
that's like a tough height. You're not 6 foot. Just
that's,
one.
That's what I am. It is a tough height. I'd rather be like 5'7". Just give me 5'7". I'll be like a shorter size instead of fucking 5'11".
Mm-hmm. Have you tried on your new shoes?
Yep. They're not
get booster shoes.
I got booster shoes.
I like the way they look.
Let me see them.
I just want to be 6 feet. Look.
I think a little.
That's an inch. Oh. That's an inch.
Nice. So it gives me that extra inch for 6 feet.
Have you got any comments? Has anyone been like, you look tall?
I mean, where would they see me where I'm standing? Because usually
I'm out and about.
Oh, in person.
I thought you were saying
like in the comments. I'm like, no, I haven't seen that yet. In person, no, I haven't. I haven't gotten any. I don't feel taller. I feel like I thought I would feel taller, but I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, let's sorry about go for that. The two but inch.
For the girls, I am 6 feet now. So
there you the go. Ladies.
What was dad like back then? Am I like what dad was? Or not really.
You're your mom.
I think you're your mom.
You're definitely more me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane is your dad. Just mellow, chill.
Shane's my brother. He's kind of quiet, laid back.
And but 7 years apart. So
is it true? It's always the second child that's like the wild child.
Yes.
She said Shane, her oldest son, was an angel, and Heath was a terror.
It was a horror show. He was not a good baby.
Yeah, just not like my brother baby. And me.
Mama. Were you a good kid in high school? Good reputation, always making good grades, and weren't a party girl a little bit.
She told me she was smoking cigarettes in school.
In school.
No way.
At South, you could smoke.
Not in class, but in the bathroom?
No, we had the whole sidewalk, the walking area where you would go into the building, that whole walkway.
So you're allowed to smoke before 18 back then?
Were you allowed to smoke in uniform, like in your chair?
No.
Okay.
Did you ever?
Got caught.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the age, 16 back then?
You just walk into a store and
it just wasn't like a thing.
You could buy cigarettes for your parents.
Parents would send their kids in for cigarettes and come out.
Your mom would send you with a note?
To go get her cigarettes.
A note?
To go to the store and give permission for me to buy her pack of cigarettes, and I'd ride my bike home and bring them to her.
Yeah. I cannot believe that. That's crazy.
You would smoke in the schoolyard. Yeah.
Yep.
That is crazy.
How do they feel about drinking?
Who, my parents?
No, you're the school.
I don't know. That was probably the only thing that we did back in the day that I know of.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't.
Was it 18 where you lived?
We were 18.
Oh, wow. So 18 like drinking a senior, you could go and get the beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you found somebody.
Uh-huh.
Ask them on the corner to go buy it for you.
Actually, the older guys would stand outside and you would
try to make money off of it.
Uh-huh. You'd go, okay. They'd go in and buy it and you just hand them one when you came out and they would.
Damn. So they switched that age pretty like recently.
It was different by like counties in Texas too. Yeah. Like my dad, they had to like go over to the county next door to buy it and then bring it into their own because it was 18 and 21 over there. Like what? That's like a Footloose situation. Like kids would just go over to another county, get drunk and then come back to the other one.
Sundays, no alcohol.
Well, that was in Arkansas. It was, what's it called?
The dry Sunday.
When our town in Arkansas, you could buy no liquor on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then they had it to where you had to be a certain age. You could drink beer, but you couldn't drink liquor.
Oh.
You
know, right? Like 18 is only beer?
18 was beer. And then I think it was 21 was liquor.
That's how it is in the UK.
I would just be drinking a shit ton of beer.
Yeah.
It made no difference. That's so dumb.
It's strange. Like also the laws they have like in Atlanta, I don't know if it's for the whole state of Georgia, but like you can't get liquor or beer, any alcohol before like noon or 2 o'clock on a Sunday because of church.
Right.
Interesting.
It's still like that.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, the liquor stores, you can only buy liquor and certain things you can only buy beer, right? They keep them separated.
I'm not sure, actually.
Because I remember I had to pick stuff up with your dad, and I remember we could buy beer at like a grocery store. But that's how it's like in Texas. You'd have to go specifically to a liquor store to buy liquor. It was like separate.
They'd have the aisles closed off on Sundays.
So oh, yeah.
Go down mm-hmm. there.
Hey, don't they have like some grocery stores like that where it's like a separate liquor store right next to it where it's not
Publix.
Yeah.
Well,
are you talking about that?
They have that, but this would be like, they don't even have it. You'd have to go like just to somewhere an actual else. Liquor store somewhere
Got
else.
Got it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. In the UK, it's like that right now. 18 is beer. Liquor is 21.
Hmm. What was your first car, Corey?
Black 69 Fastback Mustang.
Whoa.
Fastback Mustang. Yeah,
Mustang.
It's like a dream car.
It was.
So sick.
And I didn't think anything of it.
It wasn't like, wow, Corey just got the hot Mustang.
No.
No, it's just like, oh, I just got a new car.
And Mark had a Dodge Dart with a push button start.
What? Yeah. They had a push button.
They had a push button back then like that?
Did it come factory like that or he did it?
$97 a week?
She's like, wait, but yeah, right?
But you, I just swing
that. I got my Mustang for $500.
What the?
Wow. Yep.
And it was like, if you want a car, you got to buy it. And I saved and saved and saved.
That's crazy.
And I got $500. I'll never save that kind of money.
Yeah. Did you look at the Carfax?
I still can't get over the push button.
She's like, but you had to put like two keys in it first. And then
he was hardwired.
My mom had like a Fiat convertible, but it was like a hard top one. You had to like unscrew and like take that, it off. And then like
wait.
Go out about like you couldn't like
it the wasn't like a retractable go back. One.
You had to just take it off.
Damn.
And then like keep it in
it's
your
like
garage.
The Jeeps.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we're
but that hard. Was like a cool car technically then because your friends were getting Pintos and Vegas and Pacers. Yeah. Like remember those? Like
I don't even know
any of those cars. It's crazy.
Everybody had a Pinto and they were all beige.
What a terrible like a Pinto bean. Like why would you know?
It was probably the color of a Pinto bean too.
I think Pintos were rated the number one worst car of all time.
Yeah. Devin, can you pull up a
Devin is not here.
Devin isn't here today. That's Mariah, very good.
Yeah, it's I'm not look, funny to them. They
the Nina.
I'm gonna look up Pinto. Pinto car. Oh, wait. It's kind of cool. I kind of look.
And there was a gremlin, too. They were always purple. But don't put this on the record, though. My
friend, like, she's going to listen. She's like, going to listen.
You were talking smack about my car.
My friend got a Pinto.
Don't put this on the record.
Off the record.
No, my girlfriend got a Pinto for Christmas. And she was so excited. And she comes over to the house Christmas morning to show me the car. And my parents were parked. Their car was in the swale. I'm watching her leave. She backs out, goes right morning. I swear
the
to God.
The same morning
she got it.
Oh, God.
I'm watching her. I'm going, did she? And she's just coming out of the driveway, right into the swale. Boom, it crashed into my parents'
car. Oh, oh no. My God.
I was like, it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
What a disaster.
Oh, what a horror.
Oh, show. By the way, Pinto.
That doesn't look like what it sounds like. It's not that bad.
That's what our kids are gonna be on Honda Civics, like oh my God, look at it. It's so sick. Like
what was considered like the hottest car back then?
It was like guys that had like a Chevelle. Like
ooh,
the Chevelle?
Yeah. Chevelle SS, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Like I definitely spelled it wrong.
Were those considered expensive back then, or it was just?
Well, they.
Damn, that's cool.
They would put the work into it.
The Chevelle,
and make them cool.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The Chevelle. Wow,
that looks so.
Is that the Fast
sick.
And the Furious car?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think that was like a Dodge.
He had an old Charger, I think.
That's it. The Charger. Yeah. You're right.
But the Chargers were cool.
Did y'all talk on the phone for a long time?
Wait, what?
My mom made her get. I made her get the longest cord for your wall phone,
uh-huh.
So it would go down the hall
to your
into
room?
My bedroom. And then, seriously, when I come back and hang it up, the cord like, and you'd keep stretching it longer all the time.
You were allowed to talk on the phone by yourself without your parents around.
Mm-hmm. Were they listening on the other line?
You could pick up and listen if they were
my
in the
mom
other
would
room.
Definitely
yeah,
do that
right.
For me.
Could you tell?
Oh, you could tell when they picked it up.
Really?
You could because does it make like a small like beep sound or no. You just hear?
You'd hear. It would sound
the
like
audio
air.
Kind of expanded. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, other than that, I was a good kid.
Cute.
My brother was a wild one, but I was the good one.
You want to do this game?
Yeah, let's do this game.
Okay.
We have a fun game.
So I put together a list of 10 questions, and it's going to be Mariah versus you. Versus Zane on who knows me better. Matt, I have a list of questions I'm going to give you.
Okay, great. I was like, are you hosting it or I'll be asking the questions?
And okay. So we did this with my mom last episode. It was her versus him and he won.
And this is just who knows you better?
Yeah. Okay. The questions are kind of all over the place. But yeah, I kind of picked things that I knew some people would or wouldn't know and kind of tried to make it pretty fair.
And don't feel bad if you don't know your son that well, okay?
Because my mom felt really bad.
She took it personally.
She was like this.
I thought she was going to murder me.
She was drunk and disappointed in herself.
But your mom had more kids under her belt. She had to pay attention to a lot more. Yeah. So for you, it's simpler. Hopefully, you have a better chance.
Don't let Mariah see.
All right, guys. We are going to be playing a game of Who Knows Heath Better.
Woo!
Everybody has their notes app open. We good to go?
I think so.
All right, guys. The first question. is what jobs did Heath have before social media?
Oh, I should have seen this coming.
It was such a good question.
I should have seen this coming.
It was such a good question.
Because in my head, I was like, oh, he's going to pick different questions. Obviously, he's not going to pick the same questions.
And it's jobs. It's plural.
Oh, fuck.
Bonus points if they're in order.
Mariah.
Overachiever.
Mariah, we get it.
It's question number one.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was kidding.
I don't know if I've been told every single one. I don't think I've
been
told.
We've talked a lot about them on the podcast.
Well, okay. Come on, Matt. Jeez.
How you doing over there, Ma?
I got him.
You got him?
Unless there was jobs, not legal jobs.
Me side hustling.
I'm thinking every like part of your life. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking every corner.
There's one more I forgot to write on there.
I have a feeling my mom would just be like,
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Okay, so we have the answers are in. Heath, who would you like to start?
I want Zane to go first.
All right,
Lisa, put it down, Mom. Right, put it down.
Okay, I have in here janitor, Paxson, Brookstone, and camp counselor.
I'll give you camp counselor. I wouldn't count that as a job, but there's an actual job that I had.
That I'm missing?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, one.
Okay.
But that was good.
Good job.
All right.
That was good.
Mariah, what do we have?
Janitor.
Yeah.
Camp counselor. I'm not cheating. I put Hot Topic, but I meant Spencer's.
Okay.
Paxson and Brookstone.
Damn it!
All correct.
Corey, what'd you get?
Corey.
I missed the janitor one.
You missed the janitor?
Whoa!
I got Paxson, Brookstone, and Spencer's.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, so
I didn't do the lifeguard one because you weren't. I thought it was volunteer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So Mariah gets that point.
Mariah got that.
I got that point. Well done, Mariah.
Good job.
One point, Mariah. And
hey,
now.
Corey, good job. We both did our best.
You guys did good, though.
Yeah.
All right, now
it humbled you for sure.
It really did.
You had a clean shit all day.
Okay, now on to the next question. So we know his jobs, but how did he? Never mind. That was a bad joke. I was gonna be like, how did he pay for what this next? Never mind. Name every car Heath has had or has.
Corey's
that's so fucking
one.
Unfair. I don't know cars.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know models.
blue.
That blue one.
You have had in your life?
Yeah, or currently have.
Jesus, Heath.
And a hint.
What is this, a 20 fucking 20 answer question?
And a hint, a Pinto is not one of them.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
I'd be really impressed if somebody got this.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. First, let's go around and say your number.
Oh, got it. Okay.
How many, you know what it is, Matt?
It's 8.
Okay. How many did you guys have?
I got 7.
I have 7.
I have 8.
You have 8?
I have 8.
Okay.
Seven. Oh my God.
Seven. How many do you have, Mom?
Oh, I didn't think seven. This was wow, one of his cars, but.
I have 7.
Okay. Hold on. Let's let them go first.
Okay.
Okay.
I have the Mustang.
Yep.
The Acura.
Yep.
Ford Lightning. Ford Raptor. Porsche 911 GT3 RS.
GT3 RS.
Or Porsche 911.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Porsche Cayenne.
Uh-huh.
And Lamborghini Huracan.
Okay.
I didn't get the Mustang.
You forgot the Mustang? No, that was my first car. We talked about the Mustang this whole time.
Yeah. I got the Ford Lightning, the Acura, Raptor, Lambo, 911, and Cayenne.
Zane. Okay, I have all those. I have the Ford F1 Lightning, the Lamborghini, Mustang, Acura, Porsche Cayenne, your Porsche 911, the Raptor. I hope I have this because I feel like this is just something in my head.
Oh no!
Did you ever have a Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Yes! Yeah!
Oh my God!
You
yes!
Did?
Yes! Give me yes! some.
Wait, oh my one. God!
My black one.
Yes,
my
one that you got God. From Florida.
Give me yep. some.
I oh, one with the rocks. Had a Jeep.
My, no, my the black SRT right. with the red stripper interior before
oh
my truck.
Gosh,
you don't
yes!
understand how hard I had to dig in my head for that. And
wait,
I don't even fucking know cars.
I was with you when you, oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
That's
I was,
so
I was
funny.
Waiting for you to be like, no, Zane. Like, I just, dude, I didn't, I like, that was so
good job.
Blurry in my brain.
It didn't even cross my mind.
That's funny.
Wow.
I was at your apartment when they delivered that.
Yeah.
That
wow.
Jeep.
Yes.
Zane!
Yes.
That
oh my God. I'm so proud of myself.
That was really good.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Good. So 1 point Zane. One point
Zane.
Mariah.
That was difficult.
That was difficult. Oh my God.
I completely forgot about that
Jeez.
Car.
That's. I think that's. One. That might be the only one I might get because that, one. I think my brain is fried now.
The Jeep SRT.
It worked really
Come
hard
on,
right there.
Man.
What are What are Heath's 3 biggest insecurities?
The spelling count.
Oh, baby, I come up with 10.
Okay.
And then we'll...
and he's got to do process of elimination.
Which one bugs him the most? Let's be nice about this, guys.
All of our phones...
Yeah, everybody got to type in real quick. There was no thinking on this one.
I have two.
I could have four.
I could have four.
Yeah. It's because you talk about so many things.
Oh, I know. I got another one.
Current, like today?
Yeah.
What was that?
Today, Junior.
Okay, then I know my three. I can delete these other. I won't.
What are the up?
I got five.
Quit looking at me like that.
I'm just looking.
All right.
It could be a trick.
I know. That's the thing. I want to put one, but like I don't know if it is, if that's one of his three.
I'll explain myself.
Well, you're going first.
Okay.
Okay. I got it.
Hairline, gynecomastia, eye bags.
Okay.
I said hairline, eyebrows, and nipples. I didn't know.
Good. Good.
Okay. I have fat nipples.
It was Zay.
We all had different terms for
right. Big, fat, ugly ass, pony nipples.
I have hairline and.
I had little hands. His
gut.
Zane wins. Yes! Those are all three.
I was going to say your weight, but I don't. That's why I said today, because you've been confident.
Yeah, you made some progress.
You don't have a gut anymore. It's not fair.
I'm still insecure about my weight. I'm not there
yet.
Yeah,
it's like, right. It's always an insecurity.
Your mom said she had little hands.
I put little hands.
Okay. Oh, that's what Heath. I thought that was one of them too. I was like, I think little hands. Because I remember when I showed him the little hands from TikTok?
Yeah. Zane.
Just a laundry list.
That was good though. That was good. You guys did good.
All right.
Very good, Heath.
Right. Matt, you could do the
Matt
other quick
is
one.
Exhausted.
It's the number answer.
What weight did Heath wrestle in high school?
Damn, Heath, you're really playing with me right now because I should know this.
And we just talked about it at the gym.
Corey, you seem pretty confident.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How much did Heath weigh in high school?
Pretty much.
When he wrestled.
All right, Corey.
I don't know. I didn't know him then.
All right, Corey, you seem pretty confident. What weight did he wrestle?
135.
What do you guys got?
135.
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
Good
job.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
The number sounded familiar.
That wild-ass guess.
Me and Zay. I was like, no way.
So 3, 2, and 1.
I first wrote down 175, and I was like, this is not.
I first wrote 145, and then it clicked, and I was like, maybe 135. I think God is with us in this podcast today. I think he is.
Very good.
That's
I
funny.
Think he is.
All right, good.
Which one do you want to do?
Wow.
Okay. How many bones has Heath broken, and what were they? Bonus point for how he did it.
Oh. Broken?
Broken. How many bones has he broken, and what were they? And bonus point for how he did it.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if it was broken or not. That's the fucking thing.
Ooh, mom's phone down real quick.
I'm probably wrong unless something happened that I don't know about.
What bone, right? That's what you want? What bone?
Yeah, like what did I break?
Okay. Okay.
Who wants to go first? Zane?
Have Corey go first. Have your mom.
Well, does she know? She's going to have the right answer. Yeah. So maybe.
So I want to see our face.
Oh, God.
And will she get the bonus point?
Okay.
One ankle playing kickball.
What do you got?
For some reason, in my head, I had a picture or had an image of you with crutches in high school. So I put leg. Because you'd have to break your leg to have crutches, but I guess you'd never broke your leg.
No, this was in elementary.
Oh, got it.
You
and
broke
then
your ankle playing kickball? I didn't know.
And I know you didn't break it, but I just put it down a finger spike ball in Hawaii. Mm. So
I put finger because it's still broken.
Yeah, maybe it is broken. We should have double bonus.
Look
bonus
at that. Yeah,
it's that shit. Busted.
That is big.
Yeah, it was playing kickball. A kid fell down in front of me, and I went to jump over him. And he was standing up as I was in the air going over him.
Oh, no.
And I clipped my legs, and then I landed on my foot.
Oh.
Oh.
How old were you?
I was fifth grade.
10?
You got to see this?
You were fifth.
No. I had to fucking go the entire day with a broken foot. And they didn't believe me.
Oh.
That's crazy.
The nurse was like, you're fine. Yeah.
Until I got out of work. But
until after work, they wouldn't send him anywhere.
No. They were trying to call me. And I had actually, that's why I will never call in sick and lie. Because I made a hair appointment. I did all this. I was out running around, just had the day to myself. And I get to him like 5 minutes before aftercare ends. And they go, we've been trying to get a hold of you. And they've got his foot on ice. He goes, I think his foot's broken, his ankle.
Oh,
and so
no.
I took him right to the emergency room. Girl was doing the x-ray and she says,
I
go, and I feel like I jinxed myself, and I will never, ever.
And that was the day you did it.
And that was the day I did it.
Weird.
So I've never done a fake hookie day.
It's like the
devil laughs. Yeah.
The bone, yeah, the side of my foot.
Ooh,
on the outside.
You were a hard caster.
Did you cry?
Long time. Yeah, I was balling.
So, well, Corey, you got the bonus point. So now it's tied.
The bonus.
Three. Very good.
Bonus good. 3-3-2
3-3-2
Okay. I'm at two. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Come on, Bob.
What is Heath's number one bucket list thing to see?
Very good bucket list.
Mom, when was the term bucket list created?
When do you think it was the first time you've heard that term?
Did you have it growing up? Did you have a bucket list?
No.
We talked about this in the deleted episode, or the episode, our last episode we recorded 2 days ago. We had a whole conversation about the bucket list term. It's like the next Mandela effect.
You don't remember like hearing bucket list?
Probably not until I was older.
Maybe it did come from that movie.
Yeah. The
bucket list, yeah. That
from the
yeah.
movie, yeah. That's when the yeah. term was created, they're saying.
I mean, older. If she's saying that, then yeah. like that.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. What was the question again?
All right, what is Heath's number one bucket list thing to see?
To see? That's broad.
Me walking down the aisle.
Yeah, right?
Ah.
Me getting my shit together. It could be anything, Heath. Come on. This is a broad
I've talked about this, like one thing that I like.
That you just want to see.
Yeah.
Is this like a country?
I'm not giving any clues. Do you guys know what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Come on, Zane. Okay, so it has to be very like it should be in my brain right now.
Just yeah. guess. It's, yes.
Zane. Matt, give me a fucking second. We can edit this. It's not live.
Time's up.
I was trying to think of objects, places, and I couldn't.
Do you guys want to say it at the same time?
Let's see.
What was it?
The Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, or whatever they call them.
Yeah, Northern yeah. Lights.
That's correct.
Aurora Borealis.
I spelled Aurora Borealis.
I didn't think it was that important to you. You wanted to hear that.
That's it.
Wow. Well.
Damn. Okay.
That now makes Corey 4.
I was definitely in my brain.
Mariah
somewhere.
3. Yeah. Zane 3. All right. Next question. What were Heath's 3 school mascots?
I'm sorry, what?
Elementary, middle, and high school.
Oh, come on.
At least you lived there. I don't know.
You know what schools I went to.
Oh yeah. Okay.
He's like, how the hell?
How the hell am I going to know? Okay. Got it.
Mom, you look stuck.
I hope you went to this elementary school.
This is a tough one, Bob.
I got one.
Are you elementary cool? was owls.
Oh, yeah,
correct.
That's cute. You got it?
You got that one too?
You went to Central Park?
No, that was Plantation.
Plantation Park Elementary.
Oh, I thought Central Park was owls. I got it.
That is so funny.
Wait, what okay. do you have for middle school?
What's middle school?
I said he went to Seminole. I said Seminole.
Seminole, baby.
Is it Seminoles?
No.
No.
What is it?
Seminole is my middle school, but it's not the Seminoles.
What is it? I don't even remember.
The Panthers.
No.
I would never
shit.
Have gotten that.
Oh, wow.
And then Paladins.
For yeah.
Of course, Paladins.
So is that a tied point with them?
No, nah. we didn't.
No, nobody gets any points for it.
Oh, thank
you
God.
You want to know what's really fucked up? When I thought about this question, I went to write them down. I was like, Seminole? And I was like,
ooh, this is a trick question.
I was like, in my head, I remembered it being the Seminoles, but then I was like, wait, no, it's not.
All I can see is your colors.
Yeah. Maroon Seminole gold. Panthers.
Is it because yeah. Seminole, it was on Seminole Road? Like, why was it called Seminole?
I don't know.
Owls is cute for elementary yeah. school.
With yeah. owls.
Wait, Keith, Central Park was owls too. I think here, Central Park Elementary.
What was your elementary school mascot?
Hurricanes.
Oh, cool.
Because yeah. the name of our school was Rainwater. Rainwater Elementary of Hurricanes.
Of course, that's cool. What was the mascot?
Rainwater Hurricanes.
Well, we didn't really have like a like our shirts were like a huge wave.
Oh, okay.
And then like we at track meets and stuff, we would have like the hurricane flag, which is like the red with the black box.
Yeah.
And we would that's like cool. fly those.
Okay, so I went to Central Park Elementary School website. It's the owls.
Oh, wow.
So there were the owls who I went there for like a few months, and I obviously wouldn't have known if Heath was there or not because I didn't know anybody.
Right.
So in my head, I was like, maybe he went to Central Park, so I'm going to put owls. And I cannot believe I got it right.
Good job.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, what would Heath's death row meal be? Is it, and it's two foods and a soda?
I would choose two foods.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay.
If you at least get one
yeah.
compared to the others.
If you get any one of the two foods or soda, I'll let you guys have a point.
Are you going to buy our food tonight?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, we're getting our cheat meal, baby.
Oh, we got a cheat meal tonight, baby. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
He's celebrating for his like fucking 15 pounds he's lost. I'm celebrating for my five that I love. Damn. Okay. Like an appetizer and like meal, like, or
it's two completely separate like things. So there's one soda that I would have.
Okay.
And then different types of foods.
Oh, two different types.
And it's nothing specific. Like
I put the specific answer if somebody went and got that. Yeah. But if you,
he'll decide. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll use our best judgment.
I just know your fat ass likes a lot of meat. That's why I know. This is so hard. But like I'm trying to think of a moment where we're eating something. You're just like, it just made you
stuff my
completely
face.
Like just change. You know.
All right, Zane. I want to hear yours first.
Okay. I feel silly saying these. Okay. Some sort of like pizza, some sort of steak, and a Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I have barbecue, like a brisket, Cuban, and cream soda.
Very good.
Okay.
I have Dr. Pepper, a bacon cheeseburger, and onion rings.
That's funny.
That's good. No, that's actually good.
So,
fuck.
Answer
I'd
is
put barbecue sauce on it.
a whole bunch of barbecue meats.
Okay.
Barbecue meat.
Cuban food, lechon asado.
Okay.
And I put Mr. Pibb.
Oh.
What is that?
It's like
is it a cream soda?
No.
Damn. It's Dr. kind Pepper. Of like Dr. Pepper, but it's like a step above.
Okay.
Right. A step above.
But nobody not has Pibb. Like you can't like it's. Coming across Mr. Pibb is hard to find.
Oh, I could see it in like an old soda fountain,
it's like
right?
Pibb
yeah.
Extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still have it in some place. Yeah. Right,
isn't Pibb Extra Mr. Pibb? Are these two
yeah,
separate?
Mr. Pibb, yeah, Mr. Pibb, and then they'll put
re-branded.
Like
Pibb yeah. Okay.
Extra caffeine.
All right.
Wow. Okay, so Bubba. I think that point definitely
goes to Mariah.
Yeah. So it's 3-3, Corey 4.
Good, Ma.
Okay, so Mama Husara wins this game. Damn.
Yeah, she should.
Very good. How do you, Mama?
Well, my mom's gonna be pissed.
She wasn't even close.
What were her questions, though? They were right. Probably. Were they
yeah,
we're good. We don't, questions. We don't gotta do any more
we're
questions.
We're good. So Corey wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey, congratulations.
Where were you?
I was preparing for
the next
question.
I had more questions.
Oh, sorry.
What was one?
Countries and
what countries
also
have I
what
been
would
to?
Be on his burger? Oh.
Yeah, if you were to like,
those are kind of long and yeah. Like yeah. A little micro specific.
What would not be
on
Corey's
burger?
Onions,
onion rings,
barbecue sauce, onion rings.
Would order anything and be like, "There's no onions on it, right?"
Like, it doesn't have onions, right?
I feel like nobody cares about me enough to know what would be on my burger.
The thing is,
I really don't think anybody in my life is paying attention to what I'm putting on a burger.
People care.
Not even my own girlfriend.
Simple, I think you're a simple guy.
If you came up with a Matt burger, I think people would be interested and want to like have
okay,
a taste.
Cool.
I just feel like I'm so over the top about how I like my burgers that I always go to one thing like barbecue sauce, bacon, onion ring, jalapeno pepper.
Yeah. You like that world, that side.
Just that
of...
that barbecue just redneck shit.
Yeah. I like just the most basic fucking burger. Tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, meat.
Zane likes
and bun.
American cheese on his hamburgers.
I don't even like cheese on my burgers. I like I like more mayo and sauce in my burgers than cheese.
I'm always switching it up.
I don't know.
I just can't do raw onion on anything.
Or love, a milkshake. Yeah. Are there onions?
There's
in
no
that?
Onions.
I love raw onions. They're so good. They just a spice, like a little
she
kick.
Can't do onions like at all, but onion rings.
I can eat onion ring as long as it's a thin onion. I can't like bite into the onion
like
ring.
Nice
the onion
you know how separated the batter is from the onion? Have you really checked to see how fucking...
If she bites into it and the onion comes out, she'll freak out.
Oh my God.
Like she just has to taste
can't
the batter.
It.
I give the onion to my husband and I eat all the...
So as long as you don't see it.
Yeah, I like an onion ring that you bite into it and it stays with the...
Right.
Do you like onion flavored stuff like onion chips and
onion dip?
Bagels?
I like sour cream and onion. Like potato chips.
Onion bagel, like anything.
Yep.
That's so interesting.
I think she just doesn't like that clear kind of texture.
I don't like the smell
it's
of it.
Clear.
Yeah, like a see-through kind of.
Do you like the smell of garlic?
Uh-huh. I love the smell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I feel like garlic and onion could be in like the same family.
Yeah. Anything you guys want to know about my mama?
I think I know everything.
Yeah, you grew up with my mom, so you kind of.
Matt, you have any questions? I feel like, you know, the Southern hospitality. I feel like you both are from the same.
Minnesota's.
I'm curious about the transition from Minnesota to Florida and when that happened.
it happened, well, because my grandparents moved here.
Okay.
From everybody was from Minnesota. And I mean, and we all ended up coming to Florida, like all within like a couple years of each other. My grandparents first came to Florida, then my dad's sister and their family, and then us.
So how old were you when you moved to Florida?
Nine.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Did you love it? You were like, oh my God, palm trees, great weather all the time. No more snow days though.
It's weird though. I remember we came and visited when I think I was seven. And then now I think of, well, I think of aviation today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking, how many, that was a long time ago. And I'm going, those planes could make it from Minnesota to Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it, had I known, you know, but
you probably would have freaked.
But my parents did it to where my brother went with my dad and I went with my mom because they didn't want, if the plane crashed.
Oh my God. Yeah. What a morbid thought to have before doing that.
Yeah, did you? We flew separate. So if anything happened.
God, what a scary thing to plan out. Like,
I mean, you separate place, just if something's going to happen, you should all go together, but give somebody a chance.
Yeah. Oh, weird. Did your parents have Minnesota accents at all? So was anybody like, why do your parents talk kind of funny when you were
like
growing up?
My mom's will still come out. And it's like, and because we're Johnson. So everybody was Johnson.
You know? Got it.
Yeah. So it was like.
Did you have one when you like were assimilating to Florida culture? You're like, well, this is real super, guys.
Like, go down to the boat, huh? Yeah.
Don't you know?
You can definitely hear it, though. Like, I have cousins that still live there. And
Clearly.
Why Florida?
They just were sick of the snow. I mean,
the hottest place.
I feel like people go from like the extreme to the other extreme. They get so fed up with snow.
Never leave it.
Do you see yourself in Florida like forever, or do you want to like move somewhere else?
No.
Where do you want to move?
Tennessee.
And congratulations, you're a grandmother now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How exciting!
Oh my God, we didn't talk about your brother's kid at all.
He's 3 months. Yep.
So. How exciting!
It's fun being a grandma.
How's that been?
Good.
Yeah. Is it different than when you were holding me as a baby? Now it's your grandkid, but it's not like your actual kid.
I think I'm more careful.
You're more careful with a grandbaby.
Yeah. Or I think. That's what I was doing.
There, Heath.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. What?
Are you serious? Were you smoking cigarettes while breastfeeding me?
Absolutely.
Mom, tell me the truth.
I would get cigarettes.
This was okay,
it
guys.
Was a different
guys,
time.
This is a different time.
But it was true though. You could seriously went in.
Like doctors didn't say anything back then.
You could have a smoking room, and you'd be in your bed, and the baby. They would bring the baby in the bassinet, and you could just sit.
Push.
But Heath, though, when I had you though, I was only with Shane. When I had you though, I had a C-section.
No, Mom, it's fine. It was a different time.
No, we talked about this all the time.
I had a C-section, so of course you're on an IV, for the 2 days pretty much that you're there. And here I would go out of my room, and they wanted you to walk, but they didn't want me to go down to the elevator, down the 4 floors, out in the parking lot, and I'm out there smoking.
Oh, my.
The security guard goes, he's going, you're not going again, are you?
That sounds like like you would see that picture in black and white 20 years from
now. Yeah.
Like IV with the cigarette.
Dude, that was me in Chicago when I broke my
But that, I mean, it was a long time ago, you know, but now now it's like, you just don't smoke.
Oh, because I feel like it wasn't, nobody was really told that. No, it was normal.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we would go out to dinner and we would be in a smoking section and you're just like a couple tables over from like a family of four just sitting there eating.
With little kids and people just, I mean, when you think about it, it's like.
But it bugged nobody.
Nobody thought anything of it.
Yeah. Even non-smokers didn't really bug them, right?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. What a time. What a time to be alive.
Do you remember smoking on airplanes?
They could, yeah.
Was it the coolest thing in the world?
They didn't think anything of it. It was just like.
Did you have to like get out of your seat and go somewhere? You just smoked.
When I started at the job I'm at now, I had an ashtray on my desk.
That is so cool.
Wow.
Like, that's cool.
Were you pissed when like the smoking regulations like kicked into gear? Uh-huh. Yeah.
How'd you
adapt? I was still a smoker then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is bullshit. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to drive.
The smoking tables would be here and the non-smoking's here. And I'm like, the smoke's not going through. Really?
Right. It's like masks. Like, you're just like, we're in the same spot. They're eating over there. Can't I smoke?
So stupid.
And then when they did do that, though, it was like, then when you were a smoker, then you would get the looks and everybody would just like, and you're going, you just didn't do it. It was kind of like taboo.
Yeah, I feel stronger. Like more information was coming out about it and how bad it was.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
I remember begging for air in the backseat.
out the window. I was cracking enough just to get the flick the ashes out. I was afraid that if I threw my cigarette out and blow back.
Did you and your dad smoke? Or wait, did
my dad never smoked.
Never smoked.
Oh, wow.
Never.
I always thought that was so weird that he never picked it up because of you.
He didn't give you a hard time about it, or he found it sexy. He was just like.
I think because I tried to quit before and I was not real tolerable.
Yeah.
So, he was like, fuck it. Just have a cigarette and shut up. Like
I liked you better.
And now you're how many years without it?
Four years.
Woo!
That's a big.
Definitely the hardest
very
thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
But I grew up, our entire family was smokers.
Do you have a hobby?
No.
No. My mom doesn't have any hobbies.
You're like counting numbers.
Look at files. I don't like knit or paint.
That's what I think hobbies are too. And people are like, you don't have a like. Matt's always like, find a hobby, and I'm like, I don't want to fucking knit or paint or it's just.
I should get one.
Seems like a waste of time.
She loves dogs.
Oh, you do? How many dogs we have?
Just one.
What's its name?
Jagger.
What kind of breed?
He's a Tibetan Terrier.
Ooh. Did you seek out that breed or did you just see him and love him? Oh, okay.
But growing up our entire life, we always had Shelties. And this is like the first dog that's not a Sheltie. Yeah.
Wow.
What's a Sheltie?
Little Shetland sheepdog, little mini Lassie.
They're so cute. Oh. They're very, they have long hair.
Like a collie?
Yeah, they're like a
small collie.
Yeah.
They're so sweet.
Cute.
Didn't we like lose them all really young to like fluke accidents?
Well, their last one, Jojo, lived pretty long.
I love Jojo.
But he wasn't even that old.
He was 12.
The one before that we had was his brother. And he
kept in the same family.
Yeah. Because we wanted to replace him so bad.
Yeah.
He died at 4. He couldn't poop.
Oh, no.
And we didn't know his poop got stuck.
Oh, no.
And he just had a really hard time going to the bathroom. And we didn't know it because he would just like go outside to go and then come back in when he was done. But he had like a buildup, like a blockage. And then we took him in for surgery and they nicked his gallbladder.
Something, and it caused him to get, what is it?
And he like poisoned himself on the inside.
What was that called when you get septic?
Oh, yes.
So it was a mistake and like a freak accident pretty much.
And then he like got poisoned from the inside and we didn't even know.
Were you guys like furious or did you guys like accept it?
We were mad.
Oh, okay.
Because it shouldn't have happened from that.
Yeah, it was a mistake, but.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's 3 times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.
Who was your first concert you ever saw?
Jay Giles and Deep Purple.
Who was it?
Jay Giles Band and Deep Purple.
Oh, wow. I don't even know if I know him.
At the Orange Bowl.
You know, like Smoke on the Water is Deep Purple?
Oh. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Boom, that was my first one.
Boom. Wow.
When was Woodstock? Was that the 60s?
Late 60s.
Yeah.
69.
You wouldn't have been able to go to that.
Did you go to Club Med? Club Med was like the spring break.
No, I was like married then.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I mean, it was like, because I'd Shane at 25, but I didn't go to college.
Was everybody in the 70s like just smoking reefer and
doing cocaine?
None of it?
No. Not in your circle.
Not in mine.
I used to steal mom's cigarettes all the time. You knew?
Is this recording?
Oh, yeah, it's recording. We can go to the mic now.
Oh, I definitely knew you were taking my cigarettes.
You knew?
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know?
I know what it's in a pack.
You count your cigarettes?
Yeah. I remember Heath moving the cigarettes over to make it look like.
Oh, my God. I remember because she used to keep her cigarettes in the fridge. Yeah. And I remember I would pull a pack from the very back of the carton. So there would be one missing back there, but I'd have it all slid forward so it didn't look like I took one.
Oh, like so it was like a little bit of gap instead of like a huge gap?
Come on.
Oh.
You knew I was taking packs?
Was your brother smoking at all?
No.
But
he was a good kid.
You never called it out, though.
Really?
And you didn't ever eat lunch. You used all your lunch money for cigarettes. I know. I know you weren't eating lunch.
Wait, tell the story when you first caught him smoking.
Oh, that was...
We talk about it all the time, but I want to hear it from with your mouth now.
She still has the recording,
too.
What do you mean the recording?
On TV when it happened.
They taped it.
Oh, she has it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I thought we were talking about another situation, but yes, this one.
No, so I got... Because Rock of Ages was filming in our area, and I knew Heath was down there doing it, and then a girl from my work called me on my way home, and she goes, I just saw your little... Chooch on the news smoking, and I go, no. She goes, seriously. And it was already like the 6 o'clock news, and I said, well, maybe they'll play it again at 11.
I'm catching this.
Oh, and they were sitting there waiting for it,
pacing the living room.
Watching it, and I'm going,
sure
enough.
So you
see you on
the. So we were filming for Rock of Ages, but apparently the news was there that day.
Yeah, they were filming
and
at
they
the
were walking around and filming all
like
of
behind
like,
the scenes.
The people there. And I'm outside. I'm with my little smokers group. I'm walking by.
He's friggin' it.
Yeah, it was a prop cigarette. I was just rehearsing.
That's what my dad said. Yeah. He was like, no, that's not a real cigarette.
And I'm looking at him and going, trust me, it's real. It's a real cigarette. And he came home and. I go, here, I got to show you something. You were on the news.
I'm all excited. I'm like, really? Let's watch it.
There's not one point in your head you're like, oh, shit.
I had no idea that it was me caught smoking.
No. Oh, we still have the footage of it.
But what's weird,
I'll have my dad record it and send it so we can put it in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I got to see it.
What did you think?
But it was weird is I knew he was smoking before that.
Because he was stealing his cigarettes. That was before.
I think you were pretty open about it because that was after high school, right after high school.
I didn't tell you or dad that I was smoking cigarettes.
I knew it.
I didn't start cigarettes until I was 18, though. It was in senior year I started smoking cigarettes.
I think you came on the patio when I was having one, and I think I said, just have a cigarette.
My mother likes Sunday.
And actually, my mom did that with me, too. She goes, you can... I think I was married. I don't know how many years. She goes, you can have a cigarette in front of me, you know.
But yeah, that was when I got caught. But I remember I used to come home every day and I'd go straight to the bathroom and I would be washing my hands.
He was always chewing gum when he came in the house.
And it's so hard to cover like cigarette smoke after having.
Oh no, it's all over your body.
A smoker doesn't smell it.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. True.
Does not smell it.
Okay.
So I know. My husband probably didn't. He wasn't saying anything.
So you never smelt it on him?
No.
Oh, so she never smelt it on you.
Also, they thought I was a lot worse than I actually was in school. I feel like you guys thought I was like this really, really bad kid. But I wasn't bad. I didn't do anything until like my senior year.
Well, a parent has to think like that, though. They have to think that you're doing it all the time.
It sucked because I started like hanging out with other smokers senior year.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know it, but I was driving her car.
Oh.
And one of my friends had like a cigarette in the back seat, I guess.
No.
Yeah, they burned a hole in my car.
No.
Oh.
And this is before like the whole thing, like they even knew I was caught smoking. And apparently there was a big ass hole in the seat. And it wasn't like a cigarette hole. It was like sat there and just like started melting away.
Did you see it?
No, you didn't.
I didn't know until my dad came and goes, "Come outside. Let's go look at the car." And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Look in the back seat." And I was like,
"Oh my god,
fuck!"
And that hole stayed.
Yeah.
For memories. Yeah. Every time you got in for family dinner, you looked down at that.
Cotton seats or leather seats? Like what?
It was cloth.
Ooh, you can't. No.
There is no recovery.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's scary. And dude, pissing off your dad like that, fuck that.
My dad is really intimidating too. He's massive.
Oh yeah, to this day.
Very stern.
To this day, I'm scared of him.
Every one of my friends that have like come over and been like, "Yo, does your dad hate me?" He's just really serious. And then once you get him like laughing and like talking,
yeah,
he opens up. Did you know I was like splashing water on myself when I'd go to the gym?
Yeah. Oh, you were lying? You'd say I'd go to the gym and you would just go out?
Every night I would go to the gym.
You were hanging out at the pool at Chelsea.
How'd you know that?
I knew.
Wait, how'd you know that?
She saw it on
TV. He never said anything about that.
That's where you'd go sit and smoke with all your friends. Hang out.
Wait, is she following you? Your fucking GPS?
What? You had the key to Chelsea Pool. That's how you
We would go there.
My mom didn't know about that.
We would go there and we would just like crack Bud Light Platinums.
Oh,
and
yeah. We would just
you guys would have
had so much fun with us, man. It was the most fun.
Yeah.
Like sneaking into these community pools and just drinking the day away.
Mm-hmm. I'd be too scared.
It was exciting.
We were definitely scared, but it got to the point where we just became regulars there. We looked like we belonged in the community because we were just there every day. So everybody lived there, thought that we lived there.
Uh-huh.
Because we were just there every day.
I remember going into the ashtray on the patio. I would just be pulling them out.
Yeah. We would switch cigarettes.
Trying to get some that had.
Because she would like.
I never smoke them all.
She would always just have one like before leaving. Or even like a walk up to a store. We would get out of the car if we were like walking to the mall. She would light one, have a couple hits, and then just like toss it.
Oh, it wouldn't be finished. Yeah.
So she would like do that with the ashtray, and there would be ones that were like really long, and we'd be like, "Jackpot, baby."
Oh, that's funny.
So we'd straighten them up because she was like,
"It's so good. There's lipstick on the end." You're like, "It's fine."
Would you even catch those? Because I feel like that's really hard to catch. Like ones that you already smoked and that now they're shorter.
Mom's just no,
and it's like, my motto is just choose your battles wisely.
I think I caught the trash can on fire one time.
Whoopsie.
Are you telling her now? Is this the first time you're?
Yeah, I think I've flicked it into there too soon.
Thank God Ring cameras didn't exist back then, huh?
Oh my God.
We'd be screwed.
Because
now there's cameras all like my house and floor, all over.
How do you even sneak out these days?
There's no way.
I got caught sneaking out through the back gate one time. And you want to know? Yeah, with Gabe.
They'd go pool hopping in Plantation.
Yup.
Y'all would jump in random people's pools.
Dude,
wait,
terrifying.
You did that? You did that?
With I'm Gabe. Surprised
That's so
you
fucking
did that.
Sick.
Running and jumping for the hype? And then
It was like at night, you'd go run and you'd jump into the pool and like hang out in their pool. And then you would get out and then you would go to the next one.
Wait, I didn't think people actually did that shit.
No. But we did it one time and the lady was like, ran outside and was like, What's that? Who's there? And we're in the water, like up against the wall, and I'm hiding, and we're literally like this, and I'm like, "Oh shit, we're done."
She's walking
around the pool, and she's like, "Who's there?
Are you hiding behind like the jacuzzi? That's like in
it's
the pool?
Elevated, like, kind of. Yeah, in you,
there's like the lip,
yeah,
like,
okay,
where the water is, and we're this, just
him and Gabe came back soaking wet.
I didn't realize at the time, but like it's Florida, like. People could have thought we're fucking breaking in and like shot us or something.
Of course.
Like something
back
could
then,
have gone
people
wrong.
Really didn't have cameras.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you would.
You got to assume the worst.
So bad. Like really, really dumb looking back at it. But we would. We got caught. She saw us in the pool and we. But I remember I got caught one time sneaking out because our dog got loose the next morning. I left the gate open on my way back in and I remember our dog got out.
But we found the dog. But I didn't know that was you.
Mark, you gotta close the gate behind you when you're doing the grass.
cuts the grass, close the gate.
Oh, you're finding out this now that was Heath?
I thought you knew. I covered that shit up good then.
And that's the face we want, Corey. There you go. God. My mom found out, or no. No, my mom knew everything, right? In the end of the day, she... Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell her about the... When I would sneak out and
tell Corey,
I'll tell you, because I wanted to tell her things that I would do that she never caught, but I forgot to tell her this one. This was so bad. I've said this before, but I'll say it to you. I would sneak out with friends and so bad. We would sneak out with friends and so bad.
That was like deja vu right there.
We would sneak out and break
so bad.
Like we'd break into cars, not break into cars, but we would see what cars are open so we can take stuff from the car.
Shame.
Awful. Shame. I never took, there was never any money or nothing, but the most I ever took, because I only went, so this group would always do it, but I went only once. And after that night, I felt like shit. And I was like, I never want to do this again. But I did take like a pocket knife and I had it for years, that pocket knife. And I always wanted to return it, but I didn't know which car it was because, you know.
I can picture that would eat you alive. Yeah. Like knowing you, you would think about, you still think about it to this day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you ever snuck out that I know of.
It was for doing the pool hopping thing.
But you said you were going for a walk with Gabe or something.
I would.
You never, well, he was a lot. He was swimming. Yeah. But
yeah. The night I left the gate open is when I took the bikes with Gabe. Oh. We took the bikes and we went to McDonald's.
It's always McDonald's, huh? We're going to the gym. We're going to McDonald's.
That was Sonic.
I wish there was a Sonic.
Did you cross Peters?
I sure did.
Oh yeah.
Peters is just like, not even like a main road. It's just like a
intersection.
Yeah, not, it's just like a road. But it would separate our neighborhood from the other side of the street.
I don't know why I remember you telling me my mom won't let me cross this road.
Thought I was joking.
I thought you were joking, but I was serious.
There's a crosswalk. There's a light.
They don't stop for it. You know?
I mean, it is Florida. You know, you have to watch out for the...
So you need to tell me something I don't know about.
Something you don't know about?
Didn't you say like you and Shane came home one night?
Oh, you knew about that. Me and my brother went out drinking until like 6 in the morning.
How old?
Oh.
This is relatively recently, maybe like 5 years ago.
About 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. No, we're talking about high school.
But yeah, we were in deep trouble. We just kept going.
Shane had to work that day. Yeah. Got home, it's like
6:20. He got home, showered, and went straight to work.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No way.
That's crazy.
I remember being high one time in front of you, and I remember I wanted to die. It was the worst feeling of my entire life.
She's still upset to this day about that.
You were high.
I'm upset the gate.
Now she probably thinks you were stuck.
You need to tell the story about when Dad found you in the bathroom.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know about this. Apparently.
It was the night on the stretcher night.
The stretcher night.
He didn't tell the rest of that, how it ended at home.
No, he didn't, because I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was the night I woke up on a stretcher outside of IHOP, ambulance, like, or firefighters getting ready to take me to an ambulance. Then my friend got me off. And then apparently I came home and I was using the bathroom, I guess, before going to bed. And I don't know if I fell face first over the front of the toilet, but I guess my dad woke up the next morning and walked in on me, ass out, face down on the fucking...
Face on the floor.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't even know about this until...
That's incredible.
So bad.
Just naked, butt ass down on the floor.
Oh my goodness.
That is the last person you want seeing you like that.
Yeah, and that's the way you came in the world. And he's looking at you like that. Oh, how the time has gone by.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
And did he help you, or was he just like, he
shut the door?
Oh, and then he, oh.
Oh, yeah, you're going to learn.
And a word was never spoken again. I don't think
you
ever.
No way. You never had this conversation with your dad about this.
I didn't know about it.
Wow.
After the fact.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Oh, okay.
I was probably still fucked up the next day.
You don't smoke weed?
Never.
Never. Not once took a hit? Come
really?
On, Corey,
are you sure?
I actually did one time.
Never.
No fucking way.
I actually did
way.
One time.
No way.
And I was with my friend that has the pinot.
Oh, yeah.
And me and I don't blame this you. Place called, it was the Promenade on Sunrise Boulevard, and they did like a festival thing there or whatever. And so we said we'd do it. We laughed and laughed you know, after we did it. And then we're walking around and I thought someone had put something in it.
Laced. It's got to be
just like my mom.
It was like, seriously, it was like I was walking and it was like everything was like a movie around me.
Yeah, yeah. Just happening in clips.
And I'm like going, oh my God, somebody like put something. Oh, it was horrible.
You're like, oh my God, this is fun.
Yeah, it was like I take a step and it would be like my feet weren't.
Yeah, that's so funny. So in the last episode, my mom was saying never, never, I have never done anything. And then she was like, okay, I did one time.
But by accident.
By accident.
You never dropped acid?
Never. No.
Matt, you're good.
Not once. No. Okay. Okay.
No. She wouldn't even have known where to get it.
No, but your circle, the circle you're with didn't like do shit like that. So you would have never come across it. Yeah.
I remember one time you found weed in the car. Yeah. And you blamed me and it actually wasn't mine. And I remember you're like, you're lying. You're lying. It's yours. I was like, I know it looks like it. But I had picked up friends who smoked and they like rolled weed in the car. And I don't know why they thought it'd be a good idea to fucking leave the bag.
That was like my biggest thing. I was that.
Yeah.
That
because you can get busted.
And I was too scared to smoke weed. Yeah. Like I wouldn't even do it. And then I remember getting accused for it. And I was like, I know it looks really bad, but I really didn't. That wasn't mine. I had to clear the air on that one.
Yeah. That's good.
Actually had one of those drug test things up in Dad's closet. He went and bought one.
You bought a drug? You were going to drug test me?
That was the one that
you did. Yeah. Because of that instance?
Yeah. Never did it again. I mean, it finally just got thrown away. But I thought, that was my thing. I know kids will drink beer with their friends and stuff, but I thought that was probably my biggest thing is I don't want that.
If you're going to live in this house, you can't do drugs. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Especially when it's heavily illegal.
I'm surprised you didn't drug test him that day. I feel like that would have been a really big, like major test.
I wish you did looking back now. So you would have known,
but I thought you did anyways.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody thought I had like really, really long hair. I looked like a stoner kid.
Yeah,
you're probably too scared to see that positive for the drug test, right? Okay.
I was like upset that it could be. And then did I really want to know?
I wonder how many parents think like that. Like
they just don't want to, like turn a blind eye.
They just don't want to know. Yeah.
Well, I know. Cause then it's just going to turn into like conflict and then your kid.
Then you have to do something about it.
There's just a sense of trust in like, you know, sneaky, what is it? Like sneaky kids are like, if you create so many boundaries, you're going to have sneaky kids.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You have to have like a little bit of freedom and trust. It's like the more stricter you get, it can get worse in a way, if that makes sense. I have a question. What did we think about Mariah when we first met her?
Oh, good question.
Well, I remember the first time I went to your apartment and you were always FaceTiming her because you were doing something.
I was in Virginia for 2 months.
And then absolutely thought she was darling and had the best sense of humor. And wit. I mean, it was like she was so quick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had my husband rolling when
he's hard. You had Mark laughing.
And he's a tough nut to crack.
He is. Yeah.
Very good.
And he just would be like shake his head because she'd come back at him. He'd like try to say something to her quick. And then she would come right back.
I got to see that interaction because I haven't seen you guys because like at home.
He's real dry.
Yeah.
And
he's like one of the funniest people in the world.
Of humor isn't like be the most outrageous. It's smart humor, like a quick little thing to say.
Yeah.
But when he like lets it out, you're like, oh shit, that was really good.
Yeah.
They would go back and forth and my dad would be like actually like hysterically laughing.
Yeah.
Where I got all getting
now, what
that.
About Heath's exes?
They weren't funny. At all.
I'm like, we don't have to put this in.
I can't get over that scene in my head. Just
did you ever drop me when I was a baby?
No.
A little bit?
No.
You don't seem like you were dropped.
Yeah, you don't. Well,
I know Shane was dropped.
Oh.
He was?
When was Shane dropped?
You told me like family friend threw him up in the air to catch him, and then it slipped, and he
him. Was swinging him like between like a swing in his legs.
And oh,
he, like, him like that.
Is that?
Whoa! Look at the baby.
Boom!
It wasn't that high off the ground though, but yeah.
Does Landon, your grandson, does he look like Shane?
He looks. I think.
Is it like holding Shane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I think he looks a lot like Shane.
Your real name's Corey.
Corrine.
We stuck with Corey. That's still a great
Corinne.
Yeah, it's really good. Corinne or Corinne.
But that's still
like Corinne sounds like
you're not. You're not like
my mom's name is Irene Corinne.
Wait, it is. Her middle name is Corinne.
Yeah,
Irene Corinne.
Wow,
Irene Corinne Sky.
Yeah, actually, that if I'd had a girl, that was gonna be my girl's name, Sky.
He could have still been Sky.
Like Sky.
That would have sounded cool. Was the Sky? But I love Heath.
What was I supposed to be, Micah?
Dad one. Yeah.
Micah. Wow.
You do look like a Micah.
Shane was from the movie Shane.
Yes.
Old country Western movies were named after.
He was Heath from the Big Valley. Lee Majors was Heath Barkley on the Big Valley.
Gotcha.
And he was actually Heath Jared Barkley. And we named him Heath Garrett.
So you picked names from like shows.
Yeah, Western.
That's so interesting.
That's going to be you with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yes.
Khaleesi.
Dangles. Oh, we can do that? Okay.
And if she did it, I'm going to do it too. And that's Micah, all I'm saying.
Micah was from The Rifleman. And I was like, I can't do Micah.
You didn't like Micah? Yeah,
no.
Sorry for all the Micahs out there. There's about 6 Micahs probably listening.
And then Heath was like, when you ever said his name, they just didn't get it.
Steve?
Pete?
Still to this day, I always hear people fuck it up.
Yeah.
And there was no Heaths back then. I mean, there was nobody.
I think I've maybe met one.
Yeah. There was a quarterback.
It's a great
really?
Heath is like Zane. Like I have never met once. Yeah. But like I've never really seen Zane or Heath.
Wow.
Damn, we are so.
Yeah, we're different.
Yeah, okay. Damn.
Did you think I was a weird baby?
You had to have a thought. You know what was the
probably when was he was like glammed out. She was like,
yeah. What did you think about me in high school? Like when I was full rock star, teased hair.
I was just like, is it just. Please just be a phase.
it's not a phase, mom.
And seriously, it was something different all the time. It would be
you. Because I have like a
still like that.
I have like a super obsessive personality. So as soon as I like something, I'm like 100% invested into it. And I was just
then
like,
you'd get tired of it.
I was invested in glamour.
I'd be like, he'd leave the house in those
girls'
snake
jeans
pants,
and
snake pants.
Yeah,
snake,
I had purple snake skin pants.
Pull on pants.
Were you the only one like rocking this scene?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, nobody in school else. Looked like
oh,
you.
Oh, bold.
Yeah, very bold.
With bandanas tied around my boots.
Like, but you had enough confidence where you were like,
yeah, nobody doing. Ever made fun of you. Nobody ever made fun of you for
a
high school. Yeah,
dress up day for school, but this was like, like are you dressing up for like? Is there like a some kind of.
Is there. Oh, hon, is there a competition today? No, yeah. Mom.
Did you
just
transition into that style? Like, do one piece of clothing? Or did you just wake up one day and dress like that and come out?
I feel like it just got more and more over the top.
Yeah. I mean, he had every color bandana because his. He had to have a color bandana on his boot. Mm-hmm. His cowboy boot matched his shirt. The bandana had to match.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. But yeah, I would always wear like skinny jeans in high school, and then I would have a pair of cowboy boots on with it. And then like shirts got tighter, a little bit less material. They'd be
more
like,
more holes every day.
And then my hair just got bigger and bigger.
Like he's like,
was he like teasing it?
Yeah. I would be in the shower for like 45 minutes trying to brush the knots out, like just ripping my hair out.
So bad.
That's probably why my hairline's so fucked right now.
Just all that hairspray?
The trauma of just, because you'd have to like back comb it into a knot.
Oh boy.
That's crazy.
And I went through your big sexy hair like every week.
Mom, can I use your eyeliner?
Oh, big sexy.
All right.
You wore eyeliner too? When?
It's called guyliner, okay?
Yeah, but when did he wear that? You didn't wear that shit in school.
I would.
Yeah.
You wore that to school?
Yeah, every times, yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
When you're really
I admire just the confidence.
Thank
like
you.
That's I was just like, I have to wear what my friends are wearing.
And you know? I complete opposite. Gym shorts. I was just like the complete opposite of Heath.
We should we should dress as our high school selves for like one episode.
That would be
really funny.
Nah, good idea.
But what's weird is it's like he liked the music for what he was dressed at. I mean, he listened.
It made sense.
It wasn't like, okay, I'm just dressing like this, but I don't know who sang these kind of songs back when you were dressed like that.
Right. I was really into it.
Yeah, you were into.
I wanted to be Axl Rose so bad.
So at least the music, actually, we liked what he was into, thank goodness. And Dad, it was actually our music too.
So you're able to connect with.
Mm-hmm. I remember Dad's big like biker friend, he was like just like the badass biker dude, would come over and I'd be getting home from school and I'd just be like,
is this your son?
And I remember they would both just be looking at me and I'm walking up the sidewalk and like I just got my fucking hair all done up and everything with pink pants on. But it's exciting. I don't know. I liked it.
It's crazy because looking back, I like, it's crazy that you
and
did
two
that.
Totally different kids.
I know. Like, I'm still so into the music.
Yeah.
But I just,
you hide it. Yeah. It's like a,
maybe if I was like, still had that same build and hair, I would do it.
Maybe.
Or lifestyle, at least.
Yeah.
You got some of that back when we went to Steel Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of Steel Panther? And that was crazy.
I knew he would be dying with that.
It was such a moment because like Heath would always show me their shit and we see them in music videos all the time. And then they were just in our apartment. Yeah. It was just unbelievable.
And then he pulled me up on stage. Do you remember that?
In LA. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That was nuts.
Anything else? Good. Anything else you want to know about me or my mom as a baby or whatever?
We've heard a lot.
Yeah.
No. Anything? Any questions you have for him you want to ask publicly?
No.
Anything you want to plug?
No, I'm just grateful that he likes that I come here, I hope.
Yeah.
And he still calls his grandparents, and it just means a lot that
when she's not here, we talk every day.
Yeah.
Like, I text her good morning every morning.
You talk all day. I see it all the time.
At least good morning, every morning.
My mom's going to hear that. Yeah. She's going to be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same thing with my mom.
I think because he knows I'm such a worrywart that it's if you just tell me that, I know you're okay.
Yeah.
Good. And then I can go about my day once I know he's awake and everything.
I'll give you one more. When I first moved out here, I was just a bad kid, whatever.
It was a phase.
I was partying. I was having a good time.
Yeah, it was a different time.
I remember because I would always text her good morning every single morning, but I started like going out.
Not waking
drinking
up.
Drinking the night away or whatever. And I would end up texting her good morning as I was going to bed. So it would be like, like 7 a.m. because I was like, I know I'm not going to wake up until like 3 p.m. so I got to get it done now. So I'd be like, all right, 7 a.m. look, I'm up early, good morning.
Look at her. Yeah, I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Just got back from the gym. You were lying that about bad. That?
I still meant good morning.
Sometimes I'd say, though, back to you, are you just going to bed or is it really good morning? Because I would sometimes.
She has really good mother's instinct and knows a lot.
I definitely do.
No, when it comes to that type of shit, no way.
All right,
but it's good. It's awesome that you have a son that like answers every phone call. Like most times, I just feel like I'm always busy. I'll be like, all right, I'll call her back, and then I forget like that day, and then I call her the next day, and I forget, and then. But he calls you immediately.
Yeah,
he does. That's good. Yeah. You have a good son.
Thank you.
And a great mother.
Yeah.
Great mother.
Family's most important. Well, thank you for coming on, Mama.
Thank you so much. You did it. We did it.
We kind of finessed our way to have you on the podcast for longer.
We want to sneak you in.
But yeah, thanks for coming on, Mama.
Thank you.
We love you, Corey.
I love you, Corey.
You did good. Oh. Don't worry.
You know, it was really funny. A great episode.
Lazy dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot we're going there. Yes, it's our cheat day.
Shout out your lazy dog order.
Go, Mom.
Brussels.
Yep. What else do we get?
Candy bacon.
Yeah. Right. What else do we get?
What's the cheese? Goat cheese?
Let's go.
Give me more. Give me more. All right. We love you guys.
Yeah. All right. Of course, you can check out Cremota at Cremota.com. We have the best coffee in the world.
Yes, we do, baby. You got the K-cups. You got the bags ready to go. 4 different flavors you can choose from. Get it, Cremota.com.
What's your favorite flavor?
House.
Well, there you go, baby.
House
is my favorite flavor, too.
Ooh, raise the roof.
You sweet cream.
What do you got, Matt?
Tahitian vanilla.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. Zane, did you know she's our second biggest customer?
No, I know.
I looked into the accounting.
You're lying.
Swear.
Jesus, Corey, how much are you buying?
When I checked like a few months ago.
It's the only coffee I drink now.
She's ordered a lot more since then, but
it
was like
coffee.
It was like $600 she spent on Cremota.
I drink a lot of coffee. So. And then I gave
it. Isn't that amazing?
Presents.
Our second
guys, Corey's the reason why we have this room.
Yeah,
today. Thank
you.
Holy shit!
All right, make sure to check out the Patreon too. You can see the deleted video that's not going to air.
Yes.
It's really really funny. Make sure to go to patreon.com/Zane and Heath to
watch. But you know, be prepared. The audio is not perfect like normal. It's the camera audio, but
it's like a vlog audio.
You didn't want it to go to waste.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
So
it's still good
for what it is.
You're getting fresh topics, and these are the topics we were going to use on a regular episode. So I would definitely check it out.
And the Susie episode is live if you want to watch that too.
Ooh, it's so good.
All right, we love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger, healthier, and tastier, baby.
That's right. The HelloFresh menu has doubled. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from all around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Plus, you're also going to feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. And HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie-packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
That's right. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's three times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and much, much more.
And I personally love how good and satisfied I feel just from finishing the meal and cooking it and plating it. It's getting me out of my element and allowing me to try new food and feel super accomplished and proud of myself once I cook the meal.
And I just love how your mom is still a HelloFresh customer. She gets it delivered every week. And I think your mom is very picky with her food. I think she knows what's good. And if she knows what's good, that means it's good, baby. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
And just to make you feel even more confident about trying HelloFresh, 91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh, and 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious when it comes to HelloFresh.
And that's why you should get it, baby. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for being America's number one meal kit, baby.